now, the Bill Henry Show with Bill Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Bill Henry.
We'll be joined in just a second by Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist and involved with Project AWARE, trying to gender-neutralize language by the year 2007 and beyond. Coming up also tonight on our show will be a mailbag, and we'll also have A Life Imitates Phil with Don Parsley, a recent guest of ours. We will also have Star Magazine's Most Unflattering Pictures or Picture of the Week. Margaret, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Tell me what Project AWARE is and the effort to gender neutralize terms. Now, before you start, I know the University of Syracuse was traditionally, their mascot was the Orange Men. They've changed it to the Orange, so people know what we're talking about.
Yes, gender neutralization, Phil, is really simply eliminating the gender-specific word men or man from the common vernacular. And while we've made a lot of strides in making things gender neutral, there is really so much work to be done. I'm doing some work with Glenn Close.
Really?
A tremendous actress and certainly very committed to our cause. And we're working on a project for next year, as you mentioned, called Project AWARE. We're trying really to wake up the American woman. And it is a call to arms for all American women, not just those of us who are in the trenches, if you will, or those of us who are on the front lines in the sort of the hyperdrive of this.
What is the call to arms?
Well, what we're looking for is full gender neutralization in language, in official documents, books, textbooks, publications, certainly at the government level, by 2007. We really have got George Bush on the run here, and we're not slowing down.
Well, I'm going to ask you what that means, because I don't know what he has to do with it. But
well, what George Bush has to do with it simply is this. He's taken the country away from the real serious needs of gender neutralization and the gender neutralization paradigm with his rather colorful and theatrical war on terror. But I think the American people are waking up to it.
Well, you want to make things gender neutral. What is Project AWARE, I guess, in relation to that?
Well, Phil, it starts really the saddest part of all of this. The saddest part of all of this is that most American women, while they want full gender neutrality, are not aware of what it's going to take. Now, I'm on your program today to give your female listeners a little friendly slap to the face. It's a wake-up call to get back to the only fight that females should be fighting, and that is to walk hand-in-hand with a man on a level playing field. I'm sorry, I had some dinner.
That's all right.
You know, out here in California, we're doing some very exciting things. This weekend, I'll be joining 30 powerful Hollywood professional women for an encounter weekend on gender neutrality. Next week, all next week, we'll be conducting workshops on Dr. Hedding's very exciting work, which could make transgender sexual reassignment available to any woman who wants it. What I'm saying is this. We're in hyperdrive out here, and the average American woman so needs to be brought up to speed.
All right, Margaret Gray has joined us on our program, Project AWARE, gender-neutral language, taking man or men out of the words. What is the first thing when it comes to this gender neutrality in speech? It seems everything is fairly neutralized.
All except one word.
Okay.
And it's going to take many years to gender neutralize probably the most offensive word in the English language to American females, and that word is woman or women. Because, again, the word is not appropriate. It is gender-specific. It contains the word man or men and therefore makes the American female and all females, it makes us an extension of a man. Now, we want certainly to eliminate that word, but I don't join a lot of people.
Do you honestly think you'll stop using the word women or woman?
Personally, I don't, and I've argued with Katie Couric about this. She loathes the word, and if you see her on the Today Show, and she has to say the word woman, I swear, I've watched, she almost gets a look as if there's something foul-smelling in the air, and I hate the word as well. It's a hateful, hateful gender bias word, woman. But how do we educate the American woman on this?
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're just getting into this discussion with Margaret Gray about getting rid of gender-specific words. And I've never heard of anybody saying they want to get rid of the word woman or women because it's gender-specific, but I suppose if you look at it...
Well, it does. It contains the word man or men. And the American female that accepts the use of the word woman or women, and it isn't unusual to see American females do this, is really just aiding and abetting an enemy that is very, very insidious. One of the things that we're up against is we're on the West Coast. I live out in Los Angeles. We're in hyperdrive out here. We are doing all the gender neutrality and gender neutrality paradigm work. The rest of the women of America, in bringing the rest of the women of America up to speed on much of this, Phil, it's almost as if you're, and I don't want to be offensive, but it is almost as if you're talking with a baboon. They're very intelligent, but they're still animals, and they still need to be shown.
Well, look, you were trying to educate women, to get them to expect and insist on gender-neutral words.
Exactly.
And that includes the elimination of the word woman. And it seems with education and time, you're going to be able to do that.
Well, all of this...
I mean, it doesn't seem difficult.
All of this is leading to transgender reassignment and making it available at a reasonable cost for all women so that we finally have equal footing with men in terms of the physical sexual paradigm.
Margaret Gray with us, 1-800-449-8686. You're talking about a lot of stuff here. You want to get rid of all of the words. I just saw on the sports page they were comparing the Orange Men... eliminating Orangemen and turning it into Orange to St. John's, used to be called the Redmen.
I'm not familiar. Is that a college nickname?
Yeah, the St. John's Redmen are now the St. John's Red Storm.
Well, all of these things are a step in the right direction. To get rid of a word that to the American female and to enlightened females worldwide is a hateful, loathsome word can only be a first step. But what good is it when we still use the word wimban, woman, wimmen, woman? All of these words, it's as if I'm lying to myself and to every woman when I say gender specificity. I've been, Phil, at so many seminars, and I've said it over and over, gender specificity by 2007. What in the name of sweet living Jesus are we doing? And yet there I am, afterwards having coffee in the after chat, or what we call the after talk, using the word woman, and I feel like a whore. I feel like a hypocrite.
All right, you've mentioned shit. Can I ask you about something else?
Yes.
And our number, 1-800-449-8686 for Margaret Gray. You've mentioned gender reassignment. What do you mean by that?
I mean, Phil, a day, and I was talking about it last night with Barry Levinson, who's a very sympathetic male contributor.
You mean the movie director?
Yes, and the day when all women are able to have male sexual organs but remain essentially women, the day is not far off. We are shooting for, and I think the timetable is 2010, if we can get the insurance companies on board. And that,
well, you're talking about women having male sexual organs as well as female?
Look, we're not talking about making... with females male, we are simply talking about giving us the added option. That's all we want is the option. We want the option.
Well, what if a man wants an option to be a woman or to be female?
No man wants that option unless they are transgender, a transsexual. No, I'm talking about straight women. No, what man in his right mind would want to be female? No man who is sane, in other words.
Well, what about transsexuals?
They're not sane, they're insane. They are.
So you don't believe in a transsexual gender reassignment?
No, I think it is mentally disturbed. I think opting for it as a female, in other words, to walk in and say, I want to have male sex organs too, or in addition to what I have, is the natural next step. It's the
In full equality for women?
In full equality for women. It's the natural next step. And again, as I said, if we can get Kaiser Permanente and some of the larger medical male providers on board by 2010, we've got a fighting chance to get gender reassignment surgery available for all women And by the very early part of this century, Phil, the American female will be physically as well as socially and psychologically, structurally equal to men. It's an exciting, exciting time, and we've done so much work. But again, we're out here on the West Coast.
All right, well, being out here on the West Coast, you're in hyperdrive, as you said. Most American females are...
We've got to bring them up to speed. We've got to tell women and females, first of all, insist on gender-neutral terms, number one. Number two, whenever you can, fight against the gender-specific women. Number three, don't lose hope. Gender reassignment surgery is for you. You can have male sex organs, and reasonably so, within your own lifetime. Please...
I want to ask you something, Margaret, and I'm ignorant. Does the American female want to have male sex organs?
I think when she's educated to what it means, yes. Absolutely.
The average housewife, the average woman...
When she's educated, if you talk to the average female in America, as I said, and I'm trying to be kind, it's like talking to a child that's autistic. It's, you love them, but you're looking into a dead stare. The face is dead. You say, do you understand how exciting it is? You can have male genitalia by the year 2020. And they look at you like, huh, what? If the other women I'm working with in Project Wear can make gender assignment easier, I'll tell you, we will see the day when women finally get an equal say in society. I think it's exciting.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us, our number one. That's a hell of a lot to digest. 1-800-449-8686. You're talking about full gender equality in America can only come when transgender sexual reassignment is available to all women, when women can have male sex organs too. Additionally, she wants to get rid of the use of the word woman. In gender-specific language, it's the last word left that is gender-specific. Women, woman. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. I know she's talking about she's in touch with some pretty heavy people. Linda Evangelista, Patti Smyth, Ann B. Davis. There's a lot of heavy hitters involved in this. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Margaret Gray from Project Aware here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a busted Dollywood if you'll shut up.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray with Project Aware, trying to awaken, that's what it means, trying to awaken the American woman to gender neutrality, making language gender neutral, not gender specific, and that includes the word woman being a rather offensive term, correct?
Well, it's a hateful word, Phil, from the standpoint that it is gender specific. And the average American female doesn't think of this, of course, because she is... The average American female is still sort of stuck in the 70s. She's still sort of working through her Erica Jong period, if you will, in terms of her sexual liberation. But out here on the West Coast, we're a little bit more hyperdrive, I think is a good way to say it. And while gender specificity in language and the gender specificity paradigm need, and Phil, we've got some wonderful people working with us for our transgender sexual reassignment. Hugh Jackman has come on board. He's a marvelous.
The guy that was in Van Helsing.
Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he? He's come on board. And I was kidding Courtney Cox, and I said to her, "My God, if you would donate your time," and she got the joke. What we're trying to do is tell women, we can have this. We can do this. We can have male genitalia and remain women. It's the thing...
You really think this is the last wall?
It's the last wall that comes down, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Rebecca. Rebecca, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'd like to just say that there's a very big difference between sex and gender, and by giving women male genitalia does not empower them. What empowers them is changing a social construct of what a woman or female is.
Well, and the only way really to do that, Rebecca, and we're doing some exciting work out here on the West Coast in that regard, is to get her mindset sort of reprogrammed. The way to do that for women, it is profound, I agree, and it's revolutionary. I was talking with Barbara Eden, whom God knows she's been around a long time in this town. She said, my God, if this can happen, if, and she was saying, she was using the I in the personal, if I can really have male sex organs, and Barbara's up there in age now. And
are you kidding me? I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
We're not talking about Rebecca, we're not talking about being less than women. No, you're missing my point. I'm talking about getting a physical equal footing with men.
Well, there are quite few women out there that I know of that are physically better at doing sports and athletes and stuff like that, not only mentally,
yes,
physically.
Yes.
The question is, mm-hmm, or really the concern is, yes, that gender is a social construct. By giving me male genitalia, by giving women male genitalia, we are not changing anything but the physical concept of what we are as women, or whatever word you want to call us.
But the psychosomatic...
We're going to be ostracized.
Yes.
Society will put us down. Where the change
the
needs to occur
society. But the psychosomatic reality is once you change the physical, the mental will follow. And this is certainly is seen with plastic surgery. When one changes physically, one enhances one's psychic dynamics so that one can be...
All right, I got it. So what you're saying is, basically, the body, the mind will follow.
The mind will follow. And I'm saying to Rebecca, this is an exciting time, Rebecca. How old are you, dear?
I'm 22.
Do you realize you could have a penis by the time you're...
Can we not use that word, maybe...
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, by the time you're 30, you could be standing at a urinal like any man. And I'm saying...
I don't want to stand when I have to use the bathroom.
This will give
us... That's not what's going to give me power. What's going to give me power is by changing the way the society thinks. What's going to give me power is making equal the pay women get to men.
Right.
They do the same job.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Not by giving me a penis.
Thank you very much. Very good points. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Gail. Hello, Gail. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray from Project Aware.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Okay, listen, Margaret, I'm real sorry. I just think that wanting to be a man is silly. A woman...
No, you're missing it. No, we don't want to be men.
I've been listening to you for a long time.
We don't want to be men. No, you're misstating my point.
Women are wonderful.
And I will not allow you to misstate my point. I didn't say become a man.
Something else.
I said to have the physical...
You're going to just talk over me? Why did you want me to call in?
Because you misstated my point.
I listened to you.
All right, hold on, Gail. Gail, hold on. You did misstate her point. She didn't say she wants to make women men.
No, I said...
Hold on, Gail, or I'm going to hang up on you.
I'll listen. Sorry.
Now, see, that's the kind of power I'd like to see women exhibit. That man had to put you in your place, and I feel bad for you, Gail. And
I don't need to be put in my place.
I think you need to apologize to her.
For what?
Or I'll hang up on you.
No,
you were treated rudely.
All right, look at Gail, hold on. You'll be first out of the gate here. I got to take a break.
Are you going to apologize?
No, yes, Gail, I'm sorry if I was rude, okay?
You know, you'd be... Oh, God.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. To have full equality with men, do women have to have some kind of gender reassignment surgery, that is, male sex organs? And do we need to get rid of the word woman? It is gender specific, after all. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we are back with Margaret Gray from Project Aware. Let me get Gail back on the phone here. Gail?
Gail? Oh, hi.
Hi, dear. I want to apologize if I preempted you in a rude or an abrupt way. Yes. I didn't mean to do that.
That's cool.
Gail,
that's cool.
No, I want to say to Gail, Phil, I asked Phil to apologize to you because as
Why?
Women, because we're not things out of the rear end of a dog to be stepped on and stuck to the bottom of a shoe.
It's not because I'm a woman he spoke those words. He's the host. He has a right.
No, it's because you're a woman.
No, well, that's
no,
not
it
true.
Is not.
That's not true.
Role.
No, it is his traditional role as a man to talk down sternly to a female.
It is not, and I'm not.
I asked him.
Can I interrupt here? I am truly apologizing if I was abrupt or rude with you.
You weren't.
And Gail, I think you finally need to reach down under your skirt and feel some power. And the reason why I say this...
Oh, come on.
Hey, listen. A woman is empowered. Oh, I think it's great being a woman. But don't tell me I need to add something to that. And I like men to be men. I don't want to have to be part woman, part man.
Well,
I think it's a great mix in this world.
But you're still stuck. You're stuck. You're using the word woman. You know that's gender specific and offensive.
I don't care. I like the word.
It's offensive.
You alone.
It's offensive to me and to other women.
Okay, I won't use the word again just so I won't offend you, but it's fine word.
Are you from the Bay Area?
Yeah.
I thank you. There's a great many people of great sensitivity up there.
Well,
a great many people.
Believe me, if Margaret's paying you a compliment, it's not necessarily good.
Well,
what does that mean?
I've read some of your works. Just because you say that you've got Rhea Perlman on board.
Rhea Perlman is one of the biggest gender reassignment advocates in Hollywood for sure, and maybe in the United States. And I think...
Are you trying to tell me that the wife of Danny DeVito wants to have male sex organs?
I think before she dies, any enlightened woman would like to know what it's like.
Oh, baloney! Hey,
Is this the extent of your debate? Oh, baloney! Oh, my God.
It's baloney, because I'll tell you, I'm happy the way I am. I don't need something else. I'm
Gail,
as complete as I am.
Gail, you've been breeding in captivity for a long time.
I haven't been breeding like an animal.
With the host male.
You mentioned earlier that we're like animals if we don't understand that we need this or want it.
Can I ask you what you do for a living?
Sure, I'm a professional entrepreneur.
Well, darling, there's no such thing as an unprofessional entrepreneur.
Okay, let me tell you this. Since the time I was 9 years old,
yes,
I have been a strong woman, I've been an athlete, I've been a businesswoman, I've owned companies, I have many things going for me. Yes, I had to fight a little bit through the 70s because I was an accountant then. I was a controller. I had to fight.
Yes.
But, you know, the women's lib thing helped, and I got through that. But I don't need what you're advocating.
You just tipped me off as to the women's lib thing that you call it. Do you know that a many great many women have worked? Barbara Streisand, Renee Zellweger.
Can we stop dropping all these names? Yeah, you're dropping.
I'm not here to talk for you. Talk for yourself.
Well, I'm telling you, all right, the men that are on board. I mentioned Hugh Jackman.
No, I don't need to hear about anybody else being on board. I can
Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia is very much behind this effort to have women have male genitalia by 2010. But let me say this.
I am
a woban. And the reason why I say woban is because we are woven with God. We ban the use of the word man. We are woban. We are no longer
woman. We are not
women.
Defined by what we're called.
We are woban.
Who we are by the character
woban.
We have and by what we can accomplish. We're
you
not
know, you and the host, you and the host think this is really funny. But
I'm
Gail,
really
I'll tell you, I just want to say one thing. It would have been a lot easier for you were you standing side by side at a urinal with a man talking business when you were coming up.
Oh, come on. Are you trying to tell me that all the big business deals are made in a can? I thought they were made on the golf course.
I did a lot of them on the golf course. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
No woman can get ahead unless she's played urinal football. Now, one of the things that
I love being a woman. I promise I wouldn't say that.
Right,
I love
Gail,
being
that. Thank you. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's move on here to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray.
First of all, woman, does it not sound ridiculous to you? Okay.
I think it sounds ridiculous when we're saying we want to be gender neutral and we're saying woman. That is the most gender-specific word in the world. If we want spokespeople and we want chair people, what is with woman?
You obviously are not considering the biblical aspect of the word, first of all. And
no,
also,
I am not. No, this is,
are you that?
This transcends religion. This is reality. This is the political reality.
Okay, the reality of this issue is that it's very sad that you are so insecure and feel so inferior that you feel the need to have male genitalia just to feel equal. That's really sad. I feel sorry for you.
Every enlightened woman needs it. Women that are not enlightened
don't
recognize
the paradigm.
What do you need it for?
What do you need it for?
It transcends the psychology. It begins to push us through the envelope of the psychic barrier and enables us to cohabitate intellectually with men.
Okay,
right now,
why don't you think about...
You can say you're equal. But as long as you're walking around in those
why
big
don't you
high
think
heels
about this?
And you've got a squat behind a tree, you're never going to be anything higher up than a baboon in some kind of a swinging monkey from a tree. Let's give us equality.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
well,
ahead,
maybe
Elizabeth.
You should really think about the spiritual aspect of life in general versus the physical.
God,
don't be so caught up about
this.
You're a spirit first before your physical. Don't you know
don't
that?
Don't be boring, darling. Please don't be boring. I'm trying.
It's not about being boring. Don't you understand that you are a spirit regardless of what genitalia you have? You should know that by now.
Do you know the power of slipping on a jock strap? No.
You know what? This has
you
to be
know something?
Joke.
I really,
me.
No, I'm offended by your laughter because we are working very hard on behalf of the unenlightened woman of America, represented, I must say, Elizabeth, sadly so, by you right now. And we're trying to give them a fighting chance.
Well, when you say, do you know the power of slipping on a jockstrap, it is funny.
Yes, it is.
Do you hear how she boosts you up? That's a female response.
Okay, you know what? You have some serious
insecurities.
You have some issues. You need to deal with those first before you start.
Man tells joke, woman must laugh. And Elizabeth,
whatever.
She fell into
you
a
know
role
what?
Very well.
You need to go into yourself, deal with your personal issues before you have all these people, you know, trotting behind you on some kind of ridiculous high horse and ridiculous issues.
Let me tell you about
this
a woman.
It's not something to fight for.
Let me tell you about a beautiful woman that I knew once, Agnes Moorehead, who lay on her deathbed and said to me, Margaret, get me a penis. Please.
All right.
You're ridiculous.
You know
this
something.
Is nothing to fight for. You need to put your energy into figuring
Elizabeth,
out your own issues. That's what you need to talk about.
Elizabeth, thank
seriously.
You for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to another phone call, but
Cameron Manheim has said,
can we get off of all of the actors that are involved? She lay on her deathbed.
You know something, Phil? The young lady that was just on is indicative of all the young women of America. They know their place. They know their role. Man tells joke, woman giggles a joke. And so...
No, Margaret. I did not tell the joke. You're the one who said, do you know the power of slipping on a jockstrap?
But she laughed when you repeated it. Not when I said it, when you repeated it.
No, she laughed when you said it.
Mockingly, but when she laughed at you, she was laughing as if to say, oh, you're wonderful, you're a man, and you've made it all so wonderful. I gotta tell you, I'm depressed about it, but we do have hope. We have hope so long as we've got wonderful people like Drew Barrymore.
Will you knock it off already with every name you're dropping?
So I'm not allowed to mention our contributors.
If you want to mention your contributors, that's fine.
All right, I mentioned Hugh Jackman, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Alison Krauss, Brad Paisley, and Lucy Liu.
Tim McGraw, huh?
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
Donating to a cause to get all the women to have...
Yeah. Barbara Walters has called. I mean, I can go on.
Yeah. Let me go to Loretta. Hi, Loretta, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Loretta?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead, dear.
Yes. I'm going to make a comment, dear. I am 47 years old.
Yes.
I have worked in GM for 29 and a half years. I'm an electrician.
Yes.
Meaning that I wear men gear every day. I wear the man stuff. You know what you're talking about? I have to put it on every day. And you know I can't wait to go somewhere and put on the feminine stuff to feel like a woman. I said, God made me what I am. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. You got to be comfortable in your own skin, dear.
Well, it is true, Loretta, but it's also true that we've been able to transcend the essential creation of God and cure diseases, for instance. And I'm simply saying that being a woman is a disease that we can cure and become full partners, full people.
It's a disease?
Being female is a disease?
Yes.
Is that a disease?
Of course it is. Look at how you've been treated. And you, if I may say, are you African-American?
Beg your pardon?
Are you African-American as well, dear?
Yes, yes, I am.
All right. As an African-American female, you have been treated worse than any of us. And I think, Loretta, when the day comes that you and I can stand side by side at a urinal saying...
Oh, come on!
Dear, I'm in men's bathrooms all the time. I got to go in there and collar it up. You know, I go in the bathroom, I say, woman coming in. I don't say man. I say, woman coming in bathroom. Meaning, get your ass out of here. You can stand there. There's a piss with me. Don't face me. I don't feel inferior to have to pull it out and go, you know. Because we all sex, baby. Men don't own it. We the one who tell them when they can have and they can't have.
So it doesn't matter.
Do you know the power that a woman has? We the one who has. I mean, I say women's more inferior than men because we need each other. But women have a certain control, has a certain amount of power.
Well, men have asked us to believe that, yes, but I say the power of sliding on a pair of tight briefs and looking at yourself.
Oh, come on, will you? I mean, the lady just made a very good case, a strong case, for women and the power they had.
Look, Loretta, I had lunch with Jennifer Aniston and Rebecca Ramone and Joan Collins. You know what? They simply said, they grabbed themselves and said, yeah. I think...
No, they didn't.
You're giving me bad examples, and you're talking about Hollywood. We already know what Hollywood represents. If that's all you can give me, because see, real women are women like myself, who are here working every day, who are taking care of themselves, who ain't looking for a man to take care of me. I'm looking for a good man so we can put something together. I ain't looking for one to take care of, and I ain't looking for one to take care of me. But like I said, I'm comfortable in my own body. I don't need to have a man complete me. I am complete by myself. But if I find someone that I can be with, then we can share together. It ain't about me trying to be equal. Women ain't got no business being equal. God didn't mean for us to be equal.
That's
if
fantastic.
If we were equal, then why don't men
yeah.
have children?
That's
Do you
great,
know
Loretta.
How bad the population would be if a man gave birth? Give
Loretta,
me a break,
that's
man.
Fantastic, Loretta. Margaret, your response, Margaret.
Loretta, you're very passionate, and we need females like you in our movement. But I just want to say one thing. A very, very wonderful woman by the name of Coco Chanel lay on her deathbed. She invented, as you know, the perfume. And Coco said to me, do you know how empowering it would be to stagger out of a car the same way a man does on a Friday night, drunk as a skunk, and be able to go ahead and write your name in the dirt? And I said, Coco,
you know what?
And then she died.
You have Peter Island. That's what you have. You're the one who envy a man's penis. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, B. Arthur doesn't agree with you.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, hey, Loretta.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Loretta, so far what we've had here, B. Arthur, Coco Chanel.
Yes.
Barbara Streisand, Meg
yes.
Ryan, Andy Garcia, and Tim McGraw all support your big cause.
Yes.
Loretta, darling. You are a strong...
I'm not impressed, dear.
You're a strong... We need you so badly.
These people don't mean nothing to me because, like I told you, the real women are the one that you're talking to. I am a real one. I'm not saying they're not real women, but they're Hollywood. And Hollywood would do anything.
All right. If you don't think... Oh, they don't mean to you? Then what about Star Jones? She's on board.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, give me a break. I bet if I talk to Star Jones, she called you a liar. Give me a break. You probably misinterpreted what Miss Star Jones
Wait is. A second. Star Jones said to me... Whatever it is you're doing, I'm all in favor of it. She was very drunk, but in Meryl Streep...
Get rid of her. Thank you very much,
very
Loretta.
Drunk.
She's nuts.
Yes, she
yeah,
is.
All right, listen, Loretta, thank you for your call and your hard work on behalf of all of us here in America there in Detroit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What?
Oh, said Detroit, so you're down with the people and the homies.
I said Detroit. That's how I say it, Detroit. It's Detroit.
Well, Kim Cattrall doesn't agree with you.
I got to say, though, it's very impressive that Coco Chanel wanted one on her deathbed and Agnes Moorehead. You dig that? Coco Chanel on her deathbed said, Margaret, one of these days I want to stagger out of a car dead drunk and write my name in the sand the same way a guy does. Well, there you go, folks. That is what we call... A look at, I suppose gender politics run amok. A look at a woman who is so full of herself that she thinks she can actually become a man. That's as dumb as a man thinking he can be a woman.
Oh, will you shut up?
Sorry. 1-800-449-8686. What?
I said to shut up.
1-800-449-8686. I guess you got the surgery, huh?
Yep. Just came out.
That's great. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.